The Secure, Accessible, Fair Elections, or SAFE Commission, is made up of county elections officials, state lawmakers, and experts on cybersecurity and accessibility. The group was started by then-Secretary of State and soon-to-be Governor Brian Kemp and has met over the last few months to learn more about voting in Georgia. One member is Republican Brian Strickland, a state senator from McDonough. He said Wednesday's presentations in Macon were partly about restoring trust in the state's voting system.
So today we heard from a lot of people about this past election, what we learned from this election. We also heard about current litigation that's going on, so we can see current issues people see with our current system. And then we continued that discussion about what a future system should look like. A lot of that came from public input.
The group has a tall task ahead of it. There are several options for replacing Georgia's touchscreen machines, which are 16 years old. The state could switch to paper ballots, the kind where you fill in an oval next to a candidate's name and then insert it into an optical scanning machine, or something called a ballot marking device. That's a touchscreen machine that prints out paper with scannable barcodes. Former Democratic Secretary of State Kathy Cox helped oversee the transition to the current system in 2002. Her presentation was a history lesson about past problems with voting in Georgia and how older paper-based systems had higher rates of error and confusion. Speaking to reporters during a break, Cox said the commission needs to select a system that considers how voters will use it.
This commission doesn't need to throw out the baby with the bathwater and solve one problem, i.e., security of a piece of technology, and go back to issues that create a lot of problems for voters.
During the public comment period in the afternoon, nearly every person that spoke wanted Georgia to use hand-marked paper ballots. Some said it was about cost efficiency, others about security. But for Cam T. Ashling, it was about trust in the system. She runs the Georgia Advancing Progress Political Action Committee. Her group works with Asian American voters in Gwinnett County.
And it's a huge problem for us to get voter turnout if we can't convincingly tell people that your vote will get counted.
But county elections officials on the panel are leaning towards using those ballot marking devices in part because of their similarity to the current system. Joseph Kirk is the election supervisor in Bartow County. He was the only public speaker opposed to paper ballots.
I am an advocate for ballot marking devices for all voters. It creates a uniform voting experience, guides the voters through the process, and keeps the ongoing costs lower on the local jurisdictions.
Whatever system is selected will need to be implemented quickly. The proposed timeline includes testing machines during local elections in 2019 to be ready in time statewide for 2020. The commission will meet again early next month to make its final recommendations. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Macon.